Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Hope everyone is having a wonderful holiday season. Today, my guests are Mari Hahn, who is Associate Professor of Music at UAA Department of Music. Welcome to the show, Mari.
Thank you very much for having us.
She has done something rather extraordinary, as she always does. She has brought two operas together. We have Savitri by Gustav Holst and Dr. Miracle by Georges Bizet, and she's putting them together. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but they open tonight at the UAA Recital Hall, performing at 7:30, also tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday and Saturday at 4 p.m. We're going to get to talking about these two operas and how you put them together in a moment, but let me introduce two other performers in these operas. We have Linda Porter, who is playing the part of Corva in Dr. Miracle. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you for having us.
And we also have Zadie Manzano, who's playing the part of, Savitri. Say it for me, Mari.
Savitri.
Savitri. I always stumble on the most important words. Welcome to the show, Zadie.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Mari, I just blew the name of your opera on the air here. Sorry about
no
that.
No problem.
Tell us about this. Last year you had an incredible production of two different operas, and this year, tell us about these.
Yes, well, I chose these originally with the pedagogical value of both of them. I had a group of students who I wanted to showcase. And so thinking about graduating roles and what would be good for, you know, these particular students. And so Savitri is an opera that I performed many years ago that I've always loved, and I was looking for an opportunity to do that. So I thought, well, what could I program with it? And another idea I had was the desire to do some kind of a political satire, especially in the climate that we are in and have been in, you know, leading up to the presidential election. So I was looking at Dr. Miracle and thinking, well, this could be adapted. It's the story of the mayor of a small town and his wife and daughter, and kind of the typical story of the daughter being in love with a young man who the father does not approve of, and so the antics that happen in order to bring him around to thinking more favorably about him. So looking at the characters, I thought, well, it might be fun to base the mayor on some sort of a political figure from the past. And then looking at his wife, I thought, well, it might be interesting to put maybe a little bit of a feminist angle on this. And then in the spring of last year, I met Margie Johnson. I had known about her for some time, but she hosted a birthday party for Jack Roderick, who was the former mayor of Anchorage. And as I was watching how she was organizing all of this and being the incredible hostess that she was, I thought, wow, what a really colorful character. And of course, she has an incredible sense of style, always wears hats, whether she's indoors or outdoors, the most stylish hats and the most beautiful outfits. And I thought, well, this might be a really great character for the opera. So that's kind of how it came together. And then the bringing together of the two stories, I decided to make Savitri the inspiration for the young lovers, ideals that they could maybe live up to as far as relationship and service to the community, service to the world is concerned. These very high, lofty ideals that that they adopt, you know, as something that they could perhaps live up to. So that's how I tied the stories together. Savitri is a story within the story. And then the actual Dr. Miracle plot follows after that.
So we have the Savitri is more of a drama, and yes. The Dr. Miracle is it sounds like you're making it a pretty hilarious comedy.
Yes.
And Corva is the Margie Johnson character, is that
right.
correct? So Linda Porter here is playing that part. How are you doing that?
Oh, it's been a little journey. First, I was introduced to this idea. Mari had nicely invited me to join the cast. And of course, right away I was interested because I've really appreciated working with Mari and how she brings her artistic thoughts and abilities into these types of things. So we met with Margie. We had some tea with her. So that helped us get an idea of who she is, and she enjoyed having us there. She is quite the host. as Mari says. It was special to be there and enjoy to be served tea. So we had tea in her place that she calls the Enchanted Mermaid, which also has a whole story to it.
I'm sure it does. We can go on. But my question for you, I guess, is we've had some portrayals on the show before of shows being performed around town where people will be portraying actual living or just deceased people. Are you trying to, have you talked to Margie about how she, are you imitating her? Or is she okay with what you're doing? Or is that all Mari's fault?
Yeah, right. I think having met her was to get just, I hate to say the word superficial, but just a superficial acknowledgement of who she is in person.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a chance to ask some questions, but really, she wanted to ask us questions.
Sounds fascinating.
So, therefore, that allowed me to have a glimpse inside of her. She's a very curious person, very intellectual. She really likes people, and she likes to know who they are and where they're from. And she's very grounded, a very grounded individual.
Well, let's talk a bit more about Dr. Miracle. We're going to go to Savitri. There's also some interesting things about this Dr. Miracle that Mara, you've put in here. But just for a moment, I want to let people know who are just tuning in. This is Stage Talk. My guests are Mari Hahn. We have Linda Porter and Zadie Manzano. We're talking about their duo production of Savitri and Dr. Miracle opening tonight at UAA Recital Hall and playing through this weekend. Mari, we talk about Marge Johnson and the fact that Linda's portraying her, but you've also written the libretto for this, and
yes.
You've also put some other crazy things in this opera, including mm-hmm. a reference to Duck Dynasty, of all things. can we talk about that?
Well,
can we talk about the elephant in the living room here, Duck Dynasty on the stage?
Yeah, it's not really that direct of a reference. The suitor of the young daughter of the mayor, his name is Shaggy, and I've named all of the characters after names, village names in Alaska. So Shaggy is short for Shagalok.
Mm-hmm.
Corva, short for Cordova, of course, because that was the town where Margie served as mayor for 2 terms. So the Shaggy character comes in disguise. So he is hired as the handyman / cook for the household, and in order to have the most outlandish disguise possible, we decided to put him in a Duck Dynasty beard and the typical Alaska lumberjack look with the persona that goes with it. But he is able to make these incredible gourmet omelets.
Sounds fascinating. Let's now move on to Savitri and Zadie Manzano, who is playing the title part. Tell us about that part and how you've approached it.
Well, it's really cool because this is my first major role in an opera, so it's really exciting and kind of intimidating because she's such a strong, powerful character. She has this sort of grace to her at the same time, so it took me a bit to kind of journey through her thoughts and how to best kind of embody Savitri and who she is, because she has this sense of confidence about her. And in my time when I was trying to figure out how to best embody Savitri, there was we had a few workshops where we kind of worked through the emotions and worked through how one would go about trying to raise your husband from the dead. And it got really emotional sometimes, so I had a bit of an emotional journey throughout this too. But it's been a great experience. I really thank Mari for giving me this opportunity because it's been a wild ride.
Well, just reading about the storyline of this opera, it does get very emotional. It's about a woman who can't live without her husband, right, Mari?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from an Indian tale. Tell us more about that.
Yes, it's a story from the Mahabharata, which is a pre-Hindu text, very spiritual, a lot of Dharma elements, a lot of Buddhist kind of elements to it. And I adapted it so that it would be very accessible to modern audiences, especially younger audiences, and kept the essence of the message, which is that love really transcends all, even the cycle of life and death, that with true understanding of what love is, not the romantic kind of love, but real, you know, the deepest kind of love that one can have for a fellow human being, that even the cycle of life and death can be transcended. And so it's with her incredible understanding of this, death comes on as a character, and we have an incredible young baritone who is a graduate of UAA who is playing this role, George Yang. And they have a conversation together, and through that conversation, he realizes what an incredible person the Savitri is. And so by the end, when she asks him for the return of her husband's life, he can't help but grant her this wish.
You know, Zadie, music always plays a huge part in the emotional context of a role, but still you as a performer have to do that, don't you? You've got to convey that emotion, that love for your husband that makes death give him back to you. That must be, as you mentioned before, a huge challenge.
Yeah, it really was, especially in the beginning, first kind of getting the script and kind of looking into the story. I kind of realized how big of a journey I was going to kind of take into figuring out how to do this role best, especially this being my first major role, so I really wanted to do it justice. But it was really cool. It was really interesting, the different kind of ideals that she has that she really, really, really believes in. And that was something that I kind of grasped onto as something that I can really relate to her, is she really, really believes what she believes. She's very strong and very grounded in her ideals. And that's something that I can relate to. I'm kind of very opinionated myself too. And I like to think I'm myself as somebody that's very confident in her beliefs as well. So that's something that I could relate to Savitri. And so I kind of latched onto that and then went through the emotions that you see throughout the show. So it was a really interesting experience for me. To kind of go into that emotion, into that feeling of losing somebody that you love dearly and trying your hardest to get them back.
This is fascinating. We have two performers here who are playing two very different kinds of roles. And Mari, as you as the director have to approach that, I'm sure, with different techniques and so forth. We've got about a few seconds left. Can you just touch on that just for a moment?
Yeah. Well, actually, for me, there really is a commonality. Strong women with ideals that are kind of beyond, you know, the awareness of most of their people in their community. And so Margie, for me, represents that. So there is Savitri in her, and Korva is, of course, modeled after her. So she really is the inspiration for both of these operas. And I really think that it sets, having Savitri performed first really sets the tone for the next opera, in that we really have to look past the box, especially in the times that we are now, and find some solutions.
Well, I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Mari Han, Associate Professor of Music, who has brought both these operas together, written the librettos, directing them, and everything. Also, we have Linda Porter playing the part of Korva, and Zadie Manzano playing the part of Savitri. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Well, that's it for Stage Talk this week. Reminder that for the next 2 weeks, we'll be off for the holiday break. Hope everyone has a good holiday. Until next time, which will be in early January, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.